Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezek, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio book download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl. Over 180,000 titles to choose from.
Awesome, Stephanie. Today, we're going to talk about people pleasers. And I bet you a lot of us have more people-pleasing tendency than we think. So let's take a quiz. We've got a quiz here so you can find out just how much.
Damn, you're making me take a quiz today, Professor?
Yes, the professor's giving a quiz and I will be grading you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Can our listeners take it as well?
Yes, please take the quiz.
Okay, is it hard?
No.
Okay, so it's just like yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and okay. How many questions so I can be prepared?
I think there are 9 questions.
9 questions. Okay, so listeners, take it with us.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Do you pretend to agree with people just to keep the peace?
Number 2, do you apologize often?
Number 3, do you feel responsible for how other people feel?
Number 4, do you feel burdened by the things you have to do? A lot of it, like work for other people.
Okay, number 5. Do you have a hard time saying no?
Are you uncomfortable if someone is angry?
Do you try to act like the people around you?
Number 8. Do you need praise to feel good?
Last question. Do you go to great lengths to avoid conflict? All right, Stephanie. What were your results? How many yeses did you get?
Oh, no. I have to say my results out loud? That's embarrassing.
No, or well, just what do you
think? I think I might have said yes to all of them.
I think I did too, sadly.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, some of them more than others.
Totally. I mean, not all the time, but yeah. I'm definitely a people pleaser, for sure.
I think I am too. I think I have a real problem, actually.
Well, I mean, sometimes for me, it's a problem. Well, like sometimes it's really bad. I'll just admit it. Like I'm going to just tell it like it is.
Come on, let's be real. Like the avoiding conflict one, honestly.
It can be bad.
I'm so bad. Like I just, you know, the story I remember is when I first went to college. I know this is a while back and I hope I'm better now. But at the time it was my first experience outside of home.
Uh-huh.
So I had to deal with a roommate who was terrible. She was not very considerate. And she used to do things like just borrow my clothes, like not tell me. Like I'd walk in, she'd be wearing my clothes. I know. And Stephanie, I was so worried about confronting her and the conflict that I never said a word. So I just stood there in college just like seething and mad and angry. And then all the while just, you know, people would say, well, say something. And I was like, I can't.
Well, you're not alone, Tamara. I swear, you are not alone. I know our listeners suffer with this. I mean, I'm thinking about when I first met my new boss, and she was just getting to know me, you know, and she was asking me a bunch of questions about my desire to, like, move up in the company. And, you know, I'm such a total people pleaser. I said yes, of course.
Yeah.
Like, not once, not twice, but I probably said it to every single question she asked me. And mind you, Tamara, I didn't really want to move up in the company. Like, I was totally fine with where I was at.
Because you could sense she wanted that.
Well, that's what she wanted. Yeah. She's like, do you want to move up? Do you want to bit it? And I'm like, yes. Here's the problem, Tamara. The next thing I know, I was in all sorts of management training programs and committees. And I was assigned to traveling across country to network and move up. But I really felt miserable and really overwhelmed but most embarrassing. It took me a whole year to speak up and change.
To finally say.
Yeah, to change things.
Never mind. Well, so today's episode, we're going to look at people pleasing and really get what's underneath it. Like, what's really going on? The bigger issues behind why we say yes when we mean no, you know, and agree to things we don't necessarily want to do. So then we'll dive into some creative strategies to help you stop the disease to please. And then we'll share some of our favorite dirty, lazy girl band-aids that help us become hardcore, boundary-guarding, badass, dirty, lazy girls. Now we're going to have a break. For you, the listener of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I personally recommend you try Brené Brown's The Power of Vulnerability. Great book, especially on today's topic. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl. Again, that's audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl for your free audiobook.
Okay, Tamara, let's get into it. I mean, what's the big deal? Why do we all, as women, or especially you and I, why are we trying so hard to please other people?
I just think we looked externally for validation, and we must be taught that, especially as women.
It's
that,
true, huh?
Yeah, you're supposed to do others, and you're a good girl if you know, are helpful, and you're kind, and, you know, you're told all those things that make you look externally to do things for other people. So we just grow up with that mentality, I think.
I have to agree with you. I admit it makes me feel good. Like when someone asks me to do a job or an activity or volunteer and I say yes, they get really happy. So, I feel good.
Yeah. But the problem is, you end up doing stuff you don't want to do also.
Right. Like me moving across country for my job or whatever.
Right. Being during a roommate with wearing my dang
Your stupid clothes. Roommate's wearing your shirt.
I know. And so it's too imbalanced, I guess. You're not getting enough internal validation and too much from external.
So I wonder if, like, we're worried that, you know, if we say something or say no, I wonder if we are worried that we'll just feel alone or isolated. Like, you know, we're not part of the group if we're not going along with stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be the only one. You won't have friends, or they won't want to be around you if you're not constantly agreeable, which isn't true if you think about it. Like, I have friends who are a little bit more rebellious, Stephanie. even just more, you know, like, you have personalities that differ or don't always go along with the group. And it doesn't mean you don't like them or you won't be part of a group. But somehow we convince ourselves, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely a type A personality. Mm-hmm. So I know for myself, even if I don't want to do the activity or volunteer, I tend to associate accomplishments and more with just being productive and being a good person.
Yeah.
So it does make me feel good. I'll be honest. I mean, there's a payoff for me. There's a reason why I always try to get A's or, do my best or be the star, win a prize.
Yeah, because it's that external validation.
And I feel good about myself, too. I'm like, look at me. I accomplished so much. I feel good about my day.
Yeah. But then again, the problem is if you don't meet those external expectations, then you feel like crap.
Right. The guilt.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think there's also a fear. I know I have a total fear of conflict.
Me too.
Yeah. Part of it is that I grew up in a household where we avoided conflict at all costs. Mm-hmm. And I grew up that way. And so I've maintained that.
I hate saying no to people.
It's
the worst.
I'm like, I don't want to make them mad at me.
Right?
It's a terrible feeling if you think someone's upset or mad at you.
Or disappointed or like sad that you're not going to help out. I know both of us, when we had our little kids, the teachers would always ask us to do stuff. And I would get sucked in.
I know.
Because I didn't want to hurt their feelings or say no.
No, but the problem is, you know, you can't, if you constantly do that, then you end up living your life for other people and not yourself. And that's, unfortunately, what my fear of conflict does sometimes.
For sure.
Doing stuff I don't want to do. I think ultimately, too, I read somewhere that it's actually a selfish act. Even though you think you're doing for others, it's actually selfish because you're ultimately doing it so that you feel good. Like you get the kudos, that you get the praise, or you look like, oh, I'm doing this for you because I'm so good. And it's actually more about you than them. We just convince ourselves.
Well, I could see that. I mean, there's so many ways to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we all kind of probably can identify with one reason more than another. Mm-hmm. But it's funny how when we're talking about this, I'm thinking about when I was younger in college with the with the hot boyfriend. And I wanted him to like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You know, we've all been there, right?
Yes.
And he wanted me to get certified for scuba diving so we could go do that.
Oh, scary.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not a swimmer, but I really liked the boyfriend. Yeah. And so I took the class to get certified.
Oh my
God. Tamara, I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. It was miserable.
Yeah.
I was afraid. I wasn't good at it. I felt sick.
Yeah.
I almost drowned in the stupid class.
Yeah.
But I did get certified. And he did like me, so. Yes,
but you never scuba dived again.
But I hated it.
Yeah.
And I lost some of myself.
You did.
I did.
And I think some of us get trapped in relationships where we're always doing what the other partner wants. I think a lot more women do that than probably care to admit.
Right.
You know?
Because maybe they don't love themselves enough. Like, I know at that time for me, I didn't love myself enough to say, this guy could like me even though I'm not scuba diving with him.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't I
just say
love myself that much? Yeah. Why couldn't I say no?
Yeah. You could have found something else that you both liked.
Yeah.
But, you know, especially that age, too. We're talking about instance in college. I think you're just figuring out who you are. And it's scary because you get potential rejection if that happens.
For sure. Well, I didn't think my needs maybe mattered as much as his.
No.
So, obviously, that was a problem
for
me.
And you have to express your own anxieties, like the negative parts of yourself. Like, I'm scared of scuba diving. I have to talk about my fear of claustrophobia or whatever it is that was bothering you. And that's, I think, one of the other problems when we are people pleasers is that we're afraid to reveal our true deeper feelings that are negative. And you're like, people won't like that. They don't want to hear that I'm sad or that I don't like that activity or that I'm scared of scuba diving. And partly too, I think it goes back, if you're raised with parents that don't want to hear your anxiety or hear your fears or your negative stuff, you learn to stuff it down and never talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a real thing. I mean, there's so many terrible consequences of people pleasing.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I've done this and struggled with it my whole life in different ways. I mean, obviously I'm not scuba diving.
No.
But I definitely have had moments like that where I felt really phony, where I'm telling my boss or a coworker or whatever, like, sure, I'll do that. Yes, no problem. Yeah. And then I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's not me.
No.
So you totally lose yourself.
I get lost.
Yeah. You become invisible, too. Like, if you're always doing what everybody wants, they don't know who you really are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Yeah. And then you end up doing a bunch of stuff that you don't want to do.
And then I get super angry. Deep down, like resentful.
Yes.
And I hate that person.
Yes.
For no reason. It's not their fault.
It's your own fault.
I'm like, I hate that whatever. But really, I'm the dummy who said yes whenever they kept asking me to do them favors.
And I think as women, too, we think they're supposed to read our mind. You hear this a lot in relationships. You know, my husband should know that I don't want to do that.
I'm
like, no, you have to say.
You got
to
speak up, girl.
They're not mean writer. Yeah, because we don't want to say it because we're afraid to.
Yeah.
So then we put it on him by saying, well, he should have known.
It's scary to take control of our own lives.
It is really scary.
Because we might piss some people off.
We might get rejected.
We might.
You know? And that's the other thing, too, is you can get overwhelmed and tired because you're so worried about people's reactions. You're so worried about saying the right thing and will they like me? It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And then you know what I tend to do when I'm exhausted?
No.
I eat.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
And if I'm freaked out or pissed or tired or stressed or pretty much any reason, I'll start wanting to eat.
Yes. And also because it's self-care. It's saying, oh, I'm not doing for myself, but feeding yourself is...
Well, I love to eat, too.
Yeah.
I will pretty much eat for any reason.
But it
just
is
saying.
Part of my emotional eating where I'm like, I'm not getting what I want because I'm not asking for it like I should. And so I feed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me feel like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm caring for myself, but it's
not a good way.
It's not the
way. No, no.
And that's why a lot of people pleasers are overweight. I read a study that said...
Interesting.
There's a correlation between people pleasers and being overweight. And I think that's...
Maybe that's my issue. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
That and my excessive celery eating. No, I don't know. Well, Tamara, what are we going to do about this? Can we stop? Are there tips? Do we have dirty, lazy girl strategies that you and I could practice and maybe we can share for our listeners?
I don't know. You know, like some guys in my life who don't seem to have this much of this problem will say, well, just stop doing it.
Yeah, that's so helpful.
Just stop doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. I'll just say no, Nancy Reagan. Just say no, because that worked.
We need some, like, Band-Aid strategies, please. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I remember Oprah. You know, she's my hero. Oprah, if you're listening, this one's for you.
Love you.
Love you, Oprah. Hashtag. No, seriously, but I remember one time Oprah said when people would ask her a question or, like, ask her a favor, ask her to do a job, she would always postpone it and say, oh, let me think about that. I'll get back to you.
That is such a smart strategy.
Just let me think about whatever. Like,
yeah,
I'll get back to you.
Oh, I have to check my calendar. That's the one I use.
Oh, I like that one.
Check my calendar.
Yeah.
So can I get back to you? And then when you get back to them, here's another tip. Do it in writing.
Ooh.
Because it's easier.
Yeah.
It's easier. You can just, for some reason, telling them no in person is harder.
That's
for
very
me.
Hard.
Yeah. So do it in email if you can.
Send the email.
Send an email.
I broke up with someone on an email once.
Oh.
I totally did. Different boyfriend, by the way. Sorry, husband and children, if you're listening.
Yes.
But it's hard to face people and turn them down.
And I think, and if you do, and there are many instances where you have to face them and turning down, I think one thing is we worry about their rejection, but you have to remind yourself that they never react as badly as you think. And
right.
They're, you know, they're not thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. And it's like,
for sure.
You know, like I've had that happen where I'm angst and angst over like, oh, someone's party I'm not going to. And I feel bad rejecting them. Right. And then they're like, okay, fine.
They don't even care. But meanwhile, you and I, we're the type of people, because we care, we'll ruminate, we'll spin, we'll like play it in our head 100 times. How am I going to do it?
Yeah.
How am I going to say it? I don't want to hurt their feelings.
You know what? You won't, probably.
You won't.
And even if you do, they'll get over it. Everybody gets rejected. I've had people not do stuff I asked. And you know what? It's okay.
Fine.
It isn't as bad. You have to remember it's not. The no isn't going to be, or the rejection isn't going to be like you think at all.
For sure.
Like the roommate, if I had confronted her, what's she going to do?
She'd be like, I...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean... Or storm off mad. So what?
So what?
She was a jerk for not
She should. Girls should not be putting your sweater on. But, you know, I am practicing, now that we're talking about this episode, I've been practicing saying no right away.
That's a good idea.
And just trying it, like little things, not maybe the big, like a job promotion or some crazy opportunity. But just saying, oh, that's not a good fit for me right now. But thank you for thinking of me.
And just like that line, like having a line like that ready. Is
practicing
great.
A line.
Well, that's another one. Yeah. Like I'm better when I have a script.
I like that.
Yeah. And when if I know it's coming.
Oh, okay.
Practice it. Have a ready response.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So
I could do that.
Yeah. Like you said, oh, not at this time.
But not at this time.
I'll check my calendar.
I'm not available at this time. So sorry.
You know, I also think,
and don't give a damn excuse.
I know.
Why do we all do that?
Stephanie, you know, I learned that the hard way. One of the tough things I do at school is students will ask me for letters of recommendation.
Oh.
Which I don't mind writing.
If they're, you know.
If they're a good student.
What if they suck? Then what do you do?
And I've struggled.
Yeah, because you want to be nice.
I don't want to hurt their feelings. I know it's devastating. So like, I don't want to recommend you. That's not, you don't want
to
hear
And
that.
You don't want to have to get back to them in a week.
And so they would send an email, and it's email, so it's easier,
reply.
Right? So I would sit there. I remember one time I was just agonizing over how to say it, how to say no, basically.
Yeah.
And one of my colleagues said, why are you giving them a reason? You say, no, I can't write it, thank you. And I was like, you can do that?
Yes. You can say no without explaining yourself?
And yeah, you don't need to explain yourself. And I said,
I hope our listeners are not laughing at us right now.
Because
hey, this is helpful.
No.
This is helpful.
I tried it. And so the next one that came in that I, you know, and I don't reject them very often, but this one I did.
That's
and I
okay.
said, I'm sorry I'm not able to write you a letter.
Yeah.
Tamara.
Done.
And you know what?
Send.
I would thought they'd come back saying, I was sure they'd go, why? They would say, why? Why can't you do it? No. It's never happened. I've been doing that ever since, and no one's ever questioned it.
I'm proud
of
you.
It just goes away magically.
It just goes away. Well, sometimes, you know, but other times I imagine we have to predict their reaction
yeah.
and maybe prepare for it.
Yeah.
Like, let's say it's something really big,
yeah.
like a supervisor or
yeah.
whatever,
yeah.
family, a church event, who knows. Yeah. But yeah, sometimes you do have to kind of walk yourself through it and be ready.
Yeah.
And you can walk away. You can still say no, yeah. but just be kind of prepared.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to get in a fight with them. You can say, well, if they get mad, I'm just going to leave the room.
Yeah. And you have to that's remind okay. yourself it's on them.
It's like, on them.
At this point, it's on them. Like, I get to have boundaries. Like, so you have to tell yourself, I get to have boundaries. I don't have to. I get to live a life that makes me happy.
You can just say no.
You can
Nancy just Reagan.
Say no. Holy crap.
You know, sometimes I pretend to be someone else. When I'm saying
like
no.
Like a really strong, cool person who just says yeah. no.
Well, I mean, I'll compliment my husband. He's very good with his boundaries. And yeah. if he doesn't want to do something, he'll say no. And he doesn't explain himself.
No.
So I'll just think about him and be like, well, what would he do? He would just say no and move on.
Yeah. And the more tentative you act, I think the more people respond. Like
for sure.
Yeah.
So they respect you.
Yeah. So if you just say no, very confidently no.
Mm-mm.
And then it gets dropped.
All done. Because you can't, you cannot please everyone, right, Tamara?
No, I think that's other thing, too. You just got to remember, you're never going to please. In fact, when you try to please everyone, you please no one.
No.
So at least you get to
please. It's never as bad as you imagined.
No.
No.
So at least you're pleasing yourself. Shouldn't that matter most anyway? Right?
I agree.
Yeah. And baby steps. You know, that's another thing to do. I think we've said that in other episodes, too. Like
anything. We love the baby steps.
I know.
You don't have to be perfect all at once.
No. And you don't, like, if you...
We can just chip away slowly and try one little thing yeah. at a time.
Like, if you're... Okay, if your teacher's constantly bugging you to help out in the classroom, you know, you don't have to say, I quit, I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
You can just, you know, say, you know what? I got busy at work, so I'm only going to be able to do it once a month.
Sure.
And just...
That's setting a nice, clear boundary.
Yes. And it's backing off... Bit by bit, not totally, you know, one big thing.
I like it. Yeah. Sometimes we just need to practice.
Yeah.
This might be a little embarrassing, but sometimes I just practice setting boundaries with Lulu. Lulu's my dog. I'd be like, no, no, you're not going out.
I love that. Low stakes.
Low practice. Stake practicing.
Yeah, because I don't know.
I got to build up to my big boss before I say no.
My family makes fun of me because... Even my dog doesn't listen to me. She doesn't listen to you. She knows.
Yeah. Mamba.
I'm like, no, Mama. And she's like, yeah, whatever.
She knows she can push your buttons.
She does.
She's so cute. Well, Tamara, I'm wondering what our listeners think. I mean, are any of you a people pleaser? We would love to know your strategies and how these suggestions might be working for you. So send us your opinion at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or make a comment on Facebook or Instagram at DirtyLazyKeto. You can even call us. We are waiting for our first phone call.
I know.
No
Come
one calls.
On, people.
We get tons of emails, tons of, you know,
I feel like
Instagram messages, but no voicemails.
We're like a date.
Who's going
to
be the
night,
first? Call
for
us.
The dude to
call us. Our number is 802-58-KETO, K-E-T-O, 6. Once again, 802-58-KETO, 6. Your comment or question could be featured in an upcoming episode.
Nice. Now, let's wrap it up by sharing our favorite Band-Aid hacks.
All right. This one's kind of funny.
Okay.
My Band-Aid is to just really be clear with yourself on your priorities.
Yes.
I feel like once I realized, Tamara, what's really important to me,
yeah.
I feel a lot more confident about standing up for myself yeah. and saying, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking specifically, I used to have a job that required overnight travel. And I used to spend the night 2 to 3 nights away in a hotel. I was gone 75 nights in 1 year. Wow. And my kids were toddlers. So it was horrible and I hated it. But as soon as a transfer opportunity came up for me that allowed me to really be at home every single night, I jumped at it.
Yeah.
And it made my boss at the time furious and it pissed off a lot of people. Yeah. But once I knew my priorities, I felt a lot more comfortable saying no.
Yeah.
Yes to me.
Yeah. You can handle their angry because it's going to make you a much better mom.
So prioritize, friends.
Yeah. And sit down. It does make it easier, actually. Well, I would say what might help out is to praise yourself when you do stand up to someone. Even the little tiny things, you can even get a journal and write down. It's like, okay, today I turned my friend down when she asked me to go to lunch because I was really tired and I didn't want to and I was afraid of hurting her feelings, but I did it and I didn't make any excuses. So, you know, and then keep those written down so that you remind yourself that it's okay. It wasn't so bad. You see that in writing, and then you see that you're making progress so that you don't, you know, get too hard on yourself, because you're not going to fix this overnight, Stephanie.
Nope.
Little steps, and praise yourself along the way and forgive yourself when you fall into the trap.
I love it. Well, I hope our listeners will join us in this journey. I mean, it's really not wrong to be generous and nice to people. We hope that's not what you're getting out of this. But recognize that none of us really want to be disliked by others. But when we're so wrapped up in being nice to people, we give away pieces of ourselves until we actually disappear. We don't want our dirty, lazy girls to disappear. We want you right here with us.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So we want you to discover your inner strength, your true self, one step at a time. You won't be perfect at it. We aren't. No. That's okay. But we support you on your journey to be the strong, badass, dirty, lazy girl we know is inside.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best Dirty Lazy Girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.